ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
And then they nailed him to the cross. And one guy on this side, another guy on that side. The only thing this guy said was, "Jesus, remember me when you get to your kingdom." And Jesus looked at him and said, "Tonight." And I said, "Why don't we put a Nigerian pastor, where Jesus was?" And then the sinner would not say, "Remember me when you get there." He said, "Have you been to deliverance class? Have you been baptized? Have you confessed your sin to Pastor Jola? Once you pass in the office before you die. Have you made restitution? How many people have you killed? You need to go and make restitution." Jesus Christ said to them, "In Christianity, I don't care what you've gone through, where you've been, what you've done, how many people you have killed. I don't care. In as much that you come before him, there is always forgiveness beside the sin." You don't know. You see, people don't kill themselves because God is not forgiving them. People kill themselves because of you and I. When a sinner, God forbid, somebody sleep with a sister in this church. Okay? And then you get to know. Then the brother has gone to God and said, "God, forgive me." God has forgiven the brother. But you people, all of you will be the one, when the brother is coming to the altar to come and sing next week, they will say, "Brother, to commit adultery." Brother will hear me. And then the brother will hear it, and the next thing the brother will say, "Let me just go die." That was why David said to God, he said, "Don't let me fall in the hand of men. I would rather fall in your hand, because there is no forgiveness in the hands of men. Men will kill you. For real." So people are not killing themselves because of God not forgiving them, because there is always forgiveness next to your sin. In the olden days, that's when you have to go and buy a goat. Like me, I would have bought maybe 1 billion goats by now. I would have become goat seller. I'll be selling goats. Praise God. I will buy a trailer load of goat and keep it, because I will sin every day. Praise God. If not for Jesus, that already died for me and said, "I've paid it once and for all." That's why I'm standing today. Praise God. So Jesus Christ now said to that thief, he said, "Tonight you meet me in paradise." He said, "I am actually destroying Judaism." Jesus now said to them, he said, "Listen, I've got to go. If I do not go, you cannot walk." He said, "But one thing I want you to know. For you to operate in Christianity, you must receive the power of the Holy Ghost." He now said to them, in Judaism, it's "thou shalt not, thou shalt not." But in Christianity, is "thou shalt love God with all your heart. Thou shalt love your neighbor." So it is not what you must not do, it is what you must do. In Christianity, we do. In Judaism, we must not. But one thing that happens is this: when you do those things, you fulfill the 10. When you love your neighbor, you will not commit adultery with her. When you love your neighbor, not kill your neighbor. So it's about what we do, what we do not do. Praise God. Is somebody feeling me here? So in Christianity, God is now expecting us that we have to know what are we supposed to do, not what we are not supposed to do. So he now taught us, he said, 2 commandments. They came to him. He said, "How many commandments do you have in Christianity?" He said, 2. They said, "But no, we have 10. He said, "Okay, that's the difference. Christianity is actually not a religion. It's a way of life. It's what you do. How you dress. How you shake people. You know some people, when they shake you, you know that won be eja. So do like this. See me below. Some people, the way they talk to you, you know something's wrong. So Christianity is the way you do all things. How you come to church, how you look at mommy pastor, how you collect our bag, how you go and greet pastor, and then some people come and say, you know that these ones are wicked people. That's not Christianity. Christianity is not in all those kind of scenario of the scenario of high service. High service, when pastor is coming, that's when you say, it's okay. Lift up, yes, sir. When pastor is no longer, they say, well, yeah, I know you go be. Praise God. You see, that's not Christianity. Christianity is what you do when people are there and when people are not there. Some people will come to church, you will see them on the altar. Not that sister that sang. They'll come and say, glorious God. They will be singing like they cannot eat a call. They say, glorious God. Beautiful. Let them go outside. You know, woman, they lower their volume in church. Woman, loud will enter. You see, now people begin to ask them, are you really a Christian? That's the problem we have. Hypocrites all over the place. That's not Christianity. Christianity is what you do for real when people are not watching and when people are watching. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what am I saying? Is that now Jesus now said to them, he said, listen, there are so many things you don't understand. So, he has been praying by himself all this while. Jesus did not teach his disciples how to pray. Are you getting it? Are you not supposed to ask Jesus? Say, Jesus, why are you praying by yourself? The disciples, they saw the disciples of John the Baptist, they were praying. Their master taught them to pray. One of them now gained boldness. He said, Jesus, he said, come and teach us to pray. He said, do you know why I've not taught you to pray all this while? Because you have been praying Jacob's prayer before. I want to purge you. He said, disciple John don't pray. He said, no such prayer, no prayer. They are praying the prayer of Judaism because they be going up to the synagogue in the hour of prayer. The prayer is different. So when you go to that book of Matthew, the Bible says, and Jesus said, if you want to pray, pray like this. Let's open the scripture so that you will understand. So that I won't just say it. So you will find out that none of us sitting here is actually qualified to pray. Until we receive the power of the Holy Ghost in us. You will see it today. Praise God. Are you here? Am I communicating with somebody? All right. Now, let's go straight to. Go straight to the book of Matthew chapter 6. I want somebody to read it to me. Matthew chapter 6. I want someone to read from 9 to 13. Come on, somebody read to me. Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13. Yes. Pray what? Now I have here, it says, in this manner, therefore, pray. He did not say to them, pray like before. He did not say to them, pray like the disciples of John. He did not say, pray like the Pharisees. When he came, he said, teach us to pray. He said, when you want to pray, that is the prayer of Christianity. Don't pray like you used to pray. This is the way you must pray now. And you will see that none of us that are sitting here, we are qualified to pray. Now, go ahead. Now, the very first thing you're going to see here is that Jesus Christ referred them to God. But today, our church pastors, they point us towards themselves. I don't want to make mention. Let me put my name so you will understand. Olorun Sola. No. When you go to the scripture, the Bible says, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. That's it. That's the only three people that the guy is actually comfortable to actually put his name beside them. front of you, Papa, but you don't call you could have now. You don't put a name of a person and say, that's your God. It's not your God. Your God is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. But you can say, he's my God. That's why the Bible says, they that know their God. Not somebody telling you about a God that you don't know. You have to know him. That's why the book of Psalms said, the Lord is my shepherd. He didn't say our shepherd, my shepherd. I must have a personal relationship with him. To pray to God in Christian way, you must have a father in heaven. You must what? Have a father in heaven. Praise God. Let's go ahead.
Your kingdom come.
No, go back to our father.
Our father.
Uh-huh.
Who is in heaven?
Who is in heaven?
Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Your kingdom come.
That's the prayer we are going to be praying. This prayer is very necessary. Now, let me quickly tell you something. Before I go, there is one of the disciples of Jesus, or probably one of the apostles, that is actually our own apostle as a Nigerian. Who can tell me who that person is? Huh? Come on, tell me. Huh? No, not either. One of the apostles is our own apostle as a Nigerian. No? Huh? Apostle Paul. He was picked because of Nigerians. Apostle Paul was picked because of Nigerians. He said, you will be preaching to the Gentile, the black ones, those ones that are terrible ones. I'll preach to them. So when you are reading the Bible, read the book of Paul. You will understand what Christianity is. Okay? When Peter was eating with the Gentiles, when Paul came there, what did he do? No. He ran away. He was pretending not to be eating. And Paul said, Akilode. So he is comfortable eating with us black people, Nigerians. God called him to come and meet us and preach to us. So he broke the Bible down to us. And he said, what will separate me? Then later he said, if I go to Rome, I become a Roman. When I come to Nigeria, I become a Nigerian. Wherever I go, I become a citizen of that country. Praise God. So when you read the book of the Bible, and you want to know about our Christianity, read the books of Paul. Now, Paul now prayed certain prayers. You can never see it in the Bible. Paul did not pray about enemies. Do you know how many of you guys say, my father, every enemy from my mother's side, from my father's side, die by fire. You have been praying it for 15 years. And every time you hear one human being die, you will rejoice. Really? Now, God is saying, I want joy to be in heaven. I don't want people dying. He said, vengeance is mine. I am the one that should kill people if I want to kill them. Not your responsibility. So when people die, you should cry. If they are not in Christ, you should mourn. You should cry for them because they are going to hell. The Bible says, he said, he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I didn't mean Joseph pray for his enemy to die. He wouldn't have gotten to Egypt. The enemy pushed him to Egypt. Come on. Now you've been praying for 15 years. Nothing happened. And you are still praying it today. You have brain problem. And your prayer is not being answered. I know a lot of people, they have not been married and they have gone to prophet 1 billion times. And I asked them, what did the prophet say to you? He said, it's 7 days. I said, how many years ago? He said, 14 years ago. I said, add another 7 years. 7 more years. You will get to the place. You don't understand its principle. It's all about principles. You see, it's all about principles. Prayer only get answered by principles. Now, Jesus Christ is saying something here. He didn't say, let your enemy die. He said, let your kingdom come. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. When you tell the kingdom, when you pray for the kingdom of God, then your heart will be glad. The Bible says, when the enemy come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will do what? Raise the standard. The Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Praise God. The Bible says, and God said unto the devil, do you see my servant Job? He said, yes. He said, but you have covered him up. It means that the moment you enter into Christ, there is a shield around you. Should you be afraid? When you are afraid of the enemy, it means you are not born again. The Bible says, he who breaks an hedge, that is, if you stay one leg in church, another leg outside, then the devil will bite you. But when you are fully in him, you are protected. And that is the difference between a Christian and an unbeliever. The Bible says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. When you walk on the street, nothing's going to happen to you. I always tell people, if I die tomorrow, it is God that killed me. It is not all these people I'm abusing. I abuse all these prophets and all these guys every day. They're not the one that killed me. They can't kill me. But we can only hear the truth and change you. But if I should die tomorrow, it is the death from God. As a born-again Christian, I'm not supposed to be afraid. My father is the lion of the tribe of Judah. So I carry the DNA of God. So I am bold enough to confront the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Anyone that is timid and afraid cannot be a Christian. They are not qualified to be a Christian. The Bible made us to understand that all kinds of things will be against you. The moment you are born again, the whole world will turn around against you. And you're not supposed to shake. Be glad. Be happy when they turn around towards you. The Bible says when they come in one way, they will flee seven ways. They're supposed to be asking you, Pastor Shola, do you have juju? I say, no, I don't have juju. Say, no, the way you behave, it looks like you have juju. No, it's Jesus, the name of Jesus. There's a song I love to sing. I sing it every day. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all name. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power. If you truly believe in the name, you will not be afraid. One funny thing, we are growing. We will have problems. Because problem is coming doesn't mean it's the world. It's part of growth. If gold will be your hand, fire must be your passage. If you run away from problem, you will not become anything. A lot of you say, Father, take me out of this problem. No. God intentionally put you in trouble. That was the life of Jacob. He went from the pit to slavery. From slavery, he became a servant. From being a servant, he went to prison. And from prison, he went to the throne. Praise God, somebody. So the prayer of Paul was for the kingdom of God to come. If you check all the books of Paul, he's praying for the Holy Spirit. He's praying for the peace. He's praying for righteousness. He's praying for unity all the time. There's never been one time that he prayed against his enemies. It's the responsibility of God to know who will die and who will live. As a matter of fact, you need your enemies to see your prosperity. If God is actually capable, he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Praise God. Go ahead, my sister.
Your kingdom come.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
Your will be done on earth
as it is in heaven.
Your prayer is for the will of God to be done. If you want to take an exam, how many of us have prayed before? Say, Father, if it's your will for me to fail, let me fail. We can't because we are not born again. Yes, we are not born again. The will of God may be you fail because God wants to take you somewhere else. God can bless you in three ways. He can add to your life, he can multiply what you have, and he can take away from you. I shared this before. The moment I got married to my beautiful wife, and I got married, I was so happy, I was rejoicing. And after, my boss said, go home 1 week honeymoon. So I went home 1 week honeymoon. We were playing and laughing and stuff. I got back to work the next Sunday, and the man said, you are fired. Ah, yes, sir. What did I do? So the first thing as a Nigerian, tell me what is the first thing I would think. You go Ishuko. It's a burukuni yawe, be wow. No, no, in person, I didn't yawe, be wow. The woman came into my life. God is looking and said, how will you feed this beautiful woman? You are earning 500 naira per month. I will sack you there. God fired me from the place. I got a 5,000 naira per month job. She got a job. American door open. Everything open. And I said, ah, God, keep on firing me. Continue to fire me. I want to be fired every day. Just fire me everywhere. I'm not kidding. So when you pray to God and say, let your will be done, it might be negativity. It might not be what you're expecting. That is why it is will. People do believe something. They said the desire of the righteous shall be what? You don't understand that scripture. Nobody is righteous. What makes us to be righteous is Christ in us. So it is the desire of the righteous one in us that will be fulfilled, not your own nasty desire. Who I always travel. I travel everywhere. And I see spirit people. I said, my sister, you're born again. They say, yes. My brother, you're born again. I say, come here. The Bible says when two people hold down together and they pray, whatever they pray for is abidon. He said, yes. I say, pray for a Mercedes to appear here. And they will be praying. I need the brain surgery. And they will pray. I will leave them to pray for like 30 minutes. Me, I'll be relaxing, Pastor. After praying and sweating, I'll just be relaxing. They're praying. And they open their eyes and say, where is the Mercedes? They say, it is the spiritual realm. Say, it's not there. Because it's not the will of God for Mercedes to appear here. If it's his will, he will do it. He will do it. Now, it is not about the fire in your prayer that make God to answer. It is according to his will. I'm going to get there and I'm going to round up now. Now the Bible now says here, he said, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Remember the scripture that says, if you pray according to his will, right? Now, the Bible made us to understand that. He said, I know the thought I have towards you is the thought of good, not of evil, to do what? Take you to where? Now, are you not supposed to ask God, where is the expected end? Do we know it? That is why we are gambling. That is why when your father said, go and read medicine, you say, no, I don't feel like reading medicine. Let me read chemistry. And then you say, no, chemistry, let me read mathematics. Later, you say, let me just go and read Yoruba. You become a tapita, it's just, praise God. You don't read Yoruba. PhD Yoruba. You not start gambling. You don't know exactly what you want to become. Then let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, you want to know the will of God. Right? The reason why we go to prophets is because of what? We want to know the will of God. And it's a wrong thing to do. Now, permit me to say that the era of the prophet is gone. Now, Jesus Christ, he took three disciples. He said, let us go. They were gone. And then they got on the mountain. And when they got to the mountain, another two people appeared there. Moses and Elijah. Moses represents the law, and Elijah represents the prophet. And Jesus represents the grace of God. And the cloud came down. And Peter was watching. And suddenly Peter tapped Jesus and said, Master, he said, yes, can we make three tabernacles here? One for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. Jesus didn't answer. A bigger voice answered from heaven. He said, Paul, he said, Peter, shut up. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. And immediately he said that, Elijah disappeared. Moses disappeared. And it was only Jesus that was left. And when they were going down, Jesus said to them, the hour has not come. You know when the hour came? They were in the upper room. They were saying, Father, the power. Father, the power. Remember the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10. Samuel said to Saul, he said, when the anointing will come upon you, you begin to operate as occasion demands. That is when they're looking for a prophet, you become one. When they're looking for a teacher, you'll be a teacher. So when he was coming from the mountain, he saw the group of prophets. The Bible says he joined them and he began to prophesy. The anointing, that's what they would do. Now the Bible says they were in the upper room, they were praying. Anointing, come down. And then suddenly they enter into one accord. It must have taken them 6 months. Because of who? Because of Thomas. Every time they come, say, good morning, Thomas, also, the radio, me, radio. You need to hear me, go hear me, What kind of power are we looking for? Let's go home, Joe. And the anointing cannot come. So they have to wait. Thomas is Joe. One day, if you don't join me, I'll join you. And the Bible said, the moment they enter into one accord, bah, the Holy Ghost came down. Not upon Peter alone, but upon everyone in the house. Contrary to what used to happen in the Old Testament, only one man will get the anointing. And he will come and say, thus says the Lord. But on that day of Pentecost, every one of them spoke in tongues. And they all prophesied in spirit. That means God on their inside make every one of them to be able to hear God. Everyone was hearing God. They do not need Peter to tell them what God is saying. They had the microphone and the speaker inside of them. What is God saying? So the Bible says, Romans chapter 8, he said, God knows the heart of men, but he knows the heart of the spirit, and the spirit knows the heart of God. So whosoever wants to know the mind of God must first of all connect to the spirit. The Bible now says, when we do not know what to pray for, the spirit is now praying the mind of God, the will of God on our behalf. And the Bible records, he said, Jesus Christ that was killed, he died on the cross, he resurrected, he's now at the right side of the Father, doing what? Praying for us. Do we have to pray and labor? Two people are praying for you at the same time. Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So when you receive them both into yourself, you will know the mind of God. God will speak. It is time for you to stop underlining Bible. It's a storybook. God wants to speak to you. There's a rhema that is needed. Let me tell you something. The Bible will give you a foundation to sit on, but the word of God will give you a direction. It will wake you up in the morning. I don't know, probably I've said it in this short before. I used to wake up in the morning by 5. I would say, Father! Yeah, yeah. And my neighbor will use me as wake up. He said, whenever that crazy pastor is shouting, it's 5 o'clock. Oh, edgy. They will now wait. They wait. They say, let's go. The pastor is shouting, it's 5 o'clock. Oh, let's go. So one day God tapped me on the shoulder. He said, I'm not hearing your prayer. I said, why not? He said, early morning is what they call quiet time. I said, yes, what are you supposed to do? He said, shut your mouth. I want to download into you. Worship me for 1 hour. Let my head swirl. And I will speak. In the midst of my worship, I hear God. The very first time I heard his voice, it was thick, solid voice. He didn't tell me what was in the Bible. He told me exactly what he wanted me to do. What he wanted me to do. So the Bible will give you a foundation that God has done it before. And he can do it again. You know one funny thing? He might not do it the same way he did it in the Bible. And by the time we are done, he will do it in another way over our children. So for joy to enter into this world, we need to become real Christians. And to become real Christians, we have to do exchange. Jesus has lived our life. We have to live his life. Remember, when he came, he was hungry. Remember, when he came, he was tired. Remember, when he came, he wept. But he said to us, I am offering you my life. I have abandoned my glory to come and live your life. Now it is time for you to live my life. To be a Christian, you need Jesus. Christianity will make no sense without him. That was why he said, disciples, who do people say I am? He said, you are Elijah. Some people say you are Moses. And I said, but who do you say I am? And they could not answer. But Peter opened up his mouth and said, you are the Son of God. He said, you didn't know that by yourself. My Father in heaven has revealed that. So upon this, I will build the church. So Christianity was not in existence before. Church was not in existence before. Actually was founded on that day spiritually. But the beginning of a church was after the day of Pentecost. You become a Christian when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And your life will be different. You will start living the life of Christ. You will no longer lie. You won't run after money. You won't run after another man's wife. you will not begin to kill people behind them. You will live your life just like the life of Jesus. You have no option. No option but to live right. And the hunger of the word of God will consume you. You will always be in the presence of God. The Bible says, and David said, I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of God. This is going to be your house. He said, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. For joy to come, you need Jesus. Stand up on your feet. Come and speak unto God. Speak unto God. Creating me a new heart, oh God, and renew thy spirit within me. Creating me a new heart, oh God, and renew thy spirit within me. Abba, Father, cast me not away from your presence, O God, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew thy spirit within me. Abba, Father, cast me not away from your presence, O God, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew thy spirit within me. Heavenly Father, King of glory, let us lift up our hands to the heavens. Tell him, say, Father, receive me tonight. I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you. I cannot survive without you. I am not a Christian without you. The power of the Holy Ghost, let it come down upon me. In the name of Jesus. You are welcome, Spirit of the Lord. You are welcome, Spirit of the Lord. You have promised that when we gather in your name, whether two, whether three, you are there. You are welcome, you are welcome, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the living God. You are welcome, Spirit of the Lord. You have promised that when we gather in your name, whether two, whether three, you are. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that tonight will be a different night. That as we go home, Lord, you will visit us in a new way. Almighty Father, Lord, we need a touch tonight. We need an encounter tonight. We need a moment with you. Father, visit us tonight in the name of Jesus. And let not our life remain the same. Right after this, in the name of Jesus, the word that has been spoken into our lives, Lord, let it become flesh and dwell in us forever. Thank you, eternal rock of ages. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for having me. And God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,